भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
ओ
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
वी आर सीइंग ए ब्यूटिफुल पोर्शन which Shankaracharya is telling us is the secret of spiritual growth. Secret. Secret is a thing, unless somebody tells us, we will not be able to get it. So that secret Shankaracharya is telling us, how to grow spiritually. What is the goal? How to achieve it? So he says, sarvatmata bandha vimukta hetu. Sarvatmata, sarva, everything, atma, everything is atma, bhav, that feeling. Recognizing that the whole world is atma only, is sarvatma bhava, bandha vimukta hetu, it will release. Hetu means cause, it is the cause. So sarvatma bhava is the cause for bandha vimukti, release from bondage. Then he says, how you will get it? Drishya agrahi. Drishya, whatever is seen. Agrahe, if you don't perceive it, if you don't accept it, drishya agrahe, you will get it. Suppose I am identified with the drishya. What is drishya? Starting from my thoughts till the whole Brahmand is seen. My thoughts are also seen. So everything is drishya. Suppose you are identified with the drishya, then he says it will not happen. It will not happen. If we are identified to an atma, then mukti is not possible. Okay, then he says, sarvatma siddhe bhikshu krit sravana karmana. Starting point is sravan. Then samadhi vididhati esa. Then after that, manan and nididhyasana is to be done. And what is the qualification, the characteristic required for the seeker? Santa. Mind should be peaceful, Vasana should come, should be reduced. Danta, there should be self-control of indriya. Then one can get it. But if the aham is also anatma, ego is also anatma, if it is very strong, then it says even the pandit, even the wise person, it is very difficult for them to remove ego. Sahasa, immediately, instantly, it will not happen. It will take time. But who can get it? Those who practice nirvikal samadhi. By nirvikal samadhi, they have calmed down their mind. They will achieve it, not others. Others will be in the cycle of vasana and cycle of birth and death will continue. How this aham buddhi is functioning? See the how Shankaracharya is building up slowly, slowly. Where we have to reach sarvatma bhav? How to reach there? What are the problems? What we have to do? Step by step is telling it. He says, yojita abrite balat vichep sakti purusam vichepati tadvunai. How this has happened? Well, first, the veiling power of maya has covered the truth. We have to understand that. First, the veiling power of maya has covered the truth, and after that, the projecting power. The veiling power is tamas, tamogun. Projecting power is the rajogun. So rajogun, the projecting power has projected this nam, rup, whole, everything. We don't know our true nature, Atman. Therefore, the projecting power says, oh, you are BMI, you are body, mind, and intellect. This way it has, maya has projected. And after that, vichepati tadgunai, and distract attributes, agitations, these all agitations comes to us. Why? Because of that projecting power. Because of that projecting power. How to end projecting power? Next step. He said, vichep sakti vijaya visumo vidhatum. It's very difficult to remove this projecting power, this namru. Unless, he says, nisesam avaran sakti nibritti abhave. Unless you first remove the avaran, veiling. The first step is to remove avaran. Veiling is to be removed. What is veiling? Agyan. It is ignorance. So how it will happen? It says, drik drisyo sput payojal kvat vibhage. Like drig and drisya, we have to discriminate. You see, the starting point is vivek. Starting point is vivek. Discriminate between seer and seen, atma and atma, real, unreal. We have to do that. How? Sput payojal vibhage. Nasyet avaran atmanita swabhavat. Naturally. You don't have to do anything. Swabhavat. It will happen automatically. Yes, we have to discriminate between nitya and anitya. We all are discriminating between anitya and anitya. Whole life we are done. Now Shastra says, Shankaracharya says, that start doing vivek of nitya and anitya. Nitya is also available. Nitya is also available. So do vivek, discriminate between seer and seen. Ultimate seer is that truth. And seen is the whole world starting from my thought to Brahmanda. Thoughts are also seen. Vivagi. Then what will happen? Nissansena bhavati pratibandha sunya khatam. Pratibandha obstacle gone. If avaran is gone, then what? You will be able to see the truth. You will be able to see the truth. Clearly you will be able to see the truth. Then he says, after seeing the truth, what will happen? Samyak vivek sputbodha janyam. Again now the vivek is there. But this vivek is very clear. Very, very clear sputbodha janyam. You cannot be deluded now. It is the same vivek of nitya and anitya. But now it is very clear to you, yo-ho, yes, I am seeing there is something nitya, something there is anitya. Spot, very clear. So there is a difference between vivek, which we had before starting our sadhana, and after realization, vivek is very clear. Vivek is very clear after experience. I gave you the example of, we have got the theoretical knowledge that fire is hot. But after aparoksha anubhuti, after touching the fire, Then vivek, knowledge, understanding is very clear. After that, in dream also I will not touch fire. So vivek after experience is very clear. So if we do that, vivajya drigdrishya padartha tattvam chinnati mayakrita mohabandham. If that vivek is so clear, chinnati snaps. Snaps what? Mayakrita mohabandham, the maya, the projecting power and the veiling power. All ends. Mohabandham. Yasmat vimuktasya punar na sanshriti. Result? No more transmigration. No more birth. Then he says, what is the essence there? Par avar ekatvam vivek vanni. This vivek vanni, this fire, vanni is the fire. What is that fire of knowledge which acts as a fire? It is a par, higher, avar, lower. So supreme Brahma, avar, lower is jiva, ekatvam. Jiva is Brahma. This is knowledge, only this much. Tattvamasi. Tattvamasi. This is fire of knowledge. Tattvamasi, jiva, brahma, ekya is the fire of the knowledge. What it will do? Dahati, avidya, gahanam, asesam. Dahati, it will burn. What? Avidya, ignorance. Ignorance. What is our ignorance? Dehoham. I am deha. This is our ignorance. When I come to know that jiva and brahma is ekya, then ignorance is gone. Ignorance is gone. Dahati avidya gahanam asesam. Then he says, kim syat puna sansaranasya bijam. Now tell me, is there any seed remained there? When avidya is gone by vidya, by knowledge, if avidya is not there, if vasana is not there, then what will happen? There is no seed. No seed for rebirth. No seed for rebirth. Vasana or avidya is the seed for rebirth. When I get the knowledge, what is that knowledge? Jiva, Brahma, ekattam is the knowledge. Only this much is the knowledge. When I get that knowledge, then everything becomes very clear, very, very clear to me. Then there is no such bija, there is no such seed for rebirth. Then he says, avarans nibriti bhavati hi. When the avaran is destroyed, veiling is removed, samyak padartha darshanata, you are able to see the nitya atman inside you. It is a paroksha anubhuti. Now, the moment I see the atman in me, how? Sravan manan nididhyasana, I did that. Now I have got the paroksha anubhuti. Oh, there is a nitya thing with me. And other than that nitya thing, everything is anitya. And now I have got a clear vivek. What is nitya? What is anitya? I know the nature of anitya also. I know the nature of nitya also. Spot very clear to me. What will happen? Mithya gyan binasa. Mithya gyan. What is mithya gyan? I am body. This is mithya gyan. Binasa. Katam. Body will be there. But I was thinking this body is real, the whole world is real. This was my understanding. This is mithya gyan. This mithya gyan will end by knowledge of the self. And vichepa janit dukkha nibritti. This vichepa, what is vichepa? Projecting power. I am body, the whole world is real. This is giving me sorrow. Atma gives me sorrow. Where are you? Are you present here? I don't see any expression on your face. Atma is giving me sorrow. You all are happy. Atma is not giving me sorrow. Anatma is giving me sorrow. Now it will be very, very clear to you. Nitya is there, anitya is there. Body will be there, world will be there. Now the vivek is there. Oh, this anitya vastu, I know. This is changing. This is perishable. This is modifying. And this is giving me sorrow. I have to be careful. fire burn. I know that. Now I will control fire to for my cooking, for my heating. I can control it. Similarly, all anatma vastu also I will use. I will be in the world. Even after realization, I will be here to exhaust my prarabdha. But I now know the nature of anatma vastu, vichepa dukkha janita. Then it is said, etat trityam drishtam sammak rajju sarupa vijnana. It is seen in the our example of rope and snake. When I am not able to see rope clearly, it's not that always everybody will be seeing snake on the rope. Some people may see rope as a rope only. Some may see rope as a rope only, no problem there. But some may see that this is not rope, this is snake. So what has happened? Rope is covered, this is avaran, this is veiling, veiling by maya. And there is a projection. And we project, this is a snake, this is projecting power. Snake. And what the snake is doing? Snake is frightening me, it's giving me sorrow. The moment I see snake, I run away. It is dukkha giving. Dukkha giving. Now, you remove the avaran. Remove the avaran means, by knowledge, by torchlight, you see what is this? This is rope. What happened to snake? Gone. What happened to the sorrow which snake was giving me? Gone. Same way, if I come to know, remove the avaran on the truth, on the Atman, on my life's path, and I come to know I am Atman, I am not Deha. I am not Deha. What will happen? All the sorrows which are coming through Deha and all associated with Deha, that means all relatives, wherever this Deha is attached, Deha means body, mind, intellect, all complete. We are mentally attached to many things. So all will end in one go. One go, khatam. Achcha. Now, verse number 350 and 351.
Ayogni yoga divasat samanvayat. Ayogni yoga divasat samanvayat. Matra dirupena vijrimbate dhihi. Matra dirupena vijrimbate dhihi. Tatkaryameta dvitiyam yato mrisha. Tatkaryameta dvitiyam yato mrisha. Drishtam brahma swapna manorateshu. Drishtam brahma swapna manorateshu. Tato vikara prakrite raham mukha. Tato vikara prakrite raham mukha. Deha vasana vishayascha sarve. Deha vasana vishayascha sarve. Kshanenatha bhava bhavitaya yamisham. Kshanenatha bhava yamisham. Kshanenatha bhavitaya yamisham. Kshanenatha bhavitaya yamisham. Asvatvamatma tu kadapi nanyatha. Asvatvamatma tu kadapi nanyatha. Ayogni yoga divasat samanvayat. Matradi rupena vijrimbate dhihi. Tatkaryametat dvitiyam yato mrisha. Drishtam brahma swapna manorateshu. Tato vikara प्रकृतेरहं मुखा देहावसाना विषयाश्च सर्वे शनेन्नथा भावितया यमीशाम् असत्त्वमात्मा तु कदापि नान्नथा।
अयः अग्नि योगात इव, इव मीन जस्ट एज ही इज गिविंग एन एग्जांपल। एग्जांपल इज अयम इज आयरन, आयरन अग्नि योगा थ्रू द कॉन्टेक्ट विद द फायर, थ्रू द कॉन्टेक्ट विद द फायर व्हाट हैपन। सपोज यू टेक एन आयरन बॉल, पुट इट इन द फायर, कीप इट देयर फॉर सम टाइम, टेक आउट द बॉल, व्हाट विल हैपन? यू विल फाइंड द बॉल हैज गॉट द कलर ऑफ फायर, इट इज एमिटिंग हीट ऑल्सो, हीट ऑल्सो एंड इट इज ब्राइट गिविंग लाइट ऑल्सो। So it has taken the dharma characteristic guna of fire and it has given its own characteristic to fire. Ball, iron ball is round. We have not seen any fire which is round. And iron ball is heavy. So the iron ball has given its own characteristic, the round shape and the weight to fire, and has taken from fire heat, light. It has taken from it. You can do this prayog. Or if you can go to any blacksmith shop, you will find. They put in the fire the iron and they make many things out of that red hot iron. Similarly, sat samanvayat ब्रिज्यंबते धी हाउ मात्रादि रूपेण सत समन्वयात। सत समन्वयात में बाय द प्रेजेंस ऑफ दैट ब्रह्मन, सत सत मीन्स दैट ब्रह्मन, समन्वयात इट इज प्रेजेंट देयर एंड व्हाट एल्स इज प्रेजेंट, धी इज प्रेजेंट देयर। सो टू थिंग्स आर प्रेजेंट देयर, वन इज द सच्चिदानंद ऑफ द ब्रह्मन इज प्रेजेंट देयर एंड धी इज प्रेजेंट, धी मीन्स बुद्धि इज प्रेजेंट देयर। बोथ आर टू डिफरेंट थिंग्स, both are two different things. Dhi is inert, buddhi is inert, intellect is inert, and that Brahman, the sat part, is chetan sarup, is chetan. Then what will happen? Vijrambate manifest matradi rupena in the form of knower, known and knowing. Knower, known and knowing. Where is this? It is in buddhi. It is in buddhi. How it has happened? Because it got connected. Connected with that sat. Okay. So when two things came together, atma, tattva and dhi, buddhi without chetan is inert. And chetan without buddhi is akarta. Careful. Atma is always akarta. Atma is akarta. Buddhi is inert, cannot become karta, it is inert. But because of the connection, because of the reflection of consciousness in the buddhi, what has happened? Matra the rupena vijrambate manifest. What is this matra? Knower, known and knowing. Knower, known and knowing, it comes. So intellect is enlivened by chetan. Intellect is inert. But enlivened by chetan, immediately it becomes karta, bhokta and all this starts. We have studied this thing in Drigdisi Vivek also. Chit chaya avesata buddhau bhanam distu didashta. Chit chaya avesata. The moment the chit chaya, reflection of consciousness, enters into buddhi. What will happen? In buddhi we find two things. Ek aham kriti, one is the ego. Aham vritti. Anya syat antahkara rupani. Antahkara rupani means mana, buddhi and chitta. Double ta. Mind, intellect and memory. And one is ahankara. Ahankar. So when Buddhi and Chetan are there, Chetan will reflect in Buddhi and Buddhi becomes living. Living. Okay. In Atmabodh also we have studied Atmana Satchidansa Buddhe Vritti Iti Dvayam Sanyojya Cha Avivekena Janami Iti Pravartate. Janami Iti Pravartate. Atman, in Atman there are three things, Satchidanand. So there Shankaracharya says Sat and Chit. Only two factors, Buddhe Vritte Iti Dvayam, and they got connected with the Buddhi. Vritti, thoughts in the Buddhi. Sanyojya cha avivekena, it cannot join. But avivekena, join. They cannot join. Jad Chetan cannot come together. They are all together different. But avivekena, they are got connected. Janami iti pravartate, and janami, I am knower, I am doer. This comes in mind. That means Triputi comes, you know. Knower, known, and knowing. Triputi comes, remember, Triputi. Knower, known, and knowing comes. So, we all know there is no knowership in Atma. No knowership in Atma. Atma is a karta. It has got no equipment. Therefore, no knowership in Atma. And Buddhi is in it. There cannot be knowership. But when they got connected, when they associate, when they unite, then knowership arises. In dead body there is no knowership. Why there is no knowership in dead body? Because subtle body is not there, you all know. 17 items of subtle buddhi, which includes buddhi also, is not there. Therefore, dead body has got no knowership. Triputi is not there. Knower, known, and knowing is not there. Body is there, gross body is there, but subtle body and causal body has gone away. Therefore, the reflection is not happening in the dead body, which is only gross. Reflection will happen only in mind and intellect. Intellect has gone away. Therefore, it is not there. Similarly, in the water and sun, if the both are there, the reflection of sun will be there. If any one of them is not there, if the sun is not there, there is no reflection in the water. Or if the sun is there, water is not there, there cannot be any reflection. Now, is their reflection real or unreal? Reflection is unreal because sun has not come down and entered into water. Sun is still there up in the sky. Reflection is unreal. It is an illusory appearance. Same way, the jiva bhava, knowership, known, knowing is an appearance only. It is false. Then he said, tat karyam etat dityam yata mrisha. Tat karyam. Tat buddhi and tat karya. Tat karya means whatever buddhi is knowing. Buddhi and whatever buddhi is knowing, Shankaracharya is saying, mrisha, they are all unreal. So knowership and whatever is known is all unreal. Simple. All Atma, Anatman is unreal. We have seen it many times. All Anatman is unreal. Whatever is seen is yadrisham tajadam, that is inert, vikari, that is modifying, vinasyati, that will also be destroyed, dissolved. Therefore, it is mrisha, unreal. It's unreal. So inside knowership, where is this knowership? In buddhi. Where is buddhi? Buddhi is inside. So the knowership is inside. Inside knowership is false. And whatever we are seeing is also false. and Atman can never be seen. Therefore, Atman can never be false. Atman can never become an object of our perception. Atman can never become an object of perception. Other than Atman, everything is anatma. Everything is changing and perishable. Okay, so therefore cause and effect, both are unreal. Slowly, slowly we are deriving one after another, the cause and effect, both are unreal. What is the ultimate cause of the whole creation? It is Maya. Maya is unreal. What is the effect of the whole Maya? What is the karya of Maya? We know Mahatattva, Ahankar, Tanmatra, Stool, Panchamahabhut and all that. Everything which has come from Maya, everything is anatma. It is unreal. And he is giving example, beautiful three examples, Shankaracharya ji. Drishtam Brahma Swapna Manorathesu. Like it is observed, Drishtam, it is seen, where Brahm ho gaya, illusion ho gaya, there is a confusion. Confusion. Swapna, we know dream is unreal. Manorath, daydreaming. So he gives three examples. What is this Brahma? It's a confusion. There is no right knowledge, you know. Last year we went to Pittsburgh, you know, and we saw a person exactly looking like Premalji. Exactly. Ditto copy of Premalji. And I said, Premalji! And he turned around and said, no, I'm not Premalji, I'm Ramesh. I told him, have you changed your name also? See the Brahm, delusion, illusion there, confusion. Looks like Premalji, but he's not Premalji. Confusion, my buddhi confused. He said, my name is this. Brahma. Swapna. Swapna, we all know it is unreal. When we come out from the dream, we all know this is unreal. Manorath. Manorath is daydreaming. Sitting here, I am thinking, no flights are available going to Calcutta now, you know. Even the domestic flight also don't land there. I am thinking, Manorath, daydreaming. It's not in the night. I am daydreaming. I am flying to Calcutta. I am sitting in veranda. I am taking my morning tea with biscuits. I am telling my maid servant, okay, what we will bake in breakfast today. Dreaming. What will be cooked in lunch? Daydreaming. So what is the difference between Swapna and Manorath? Sapna we cannot control because it is based on our vasanas. We cannot control. Manorath we can control. Daydreaming we can control. I can stop my daydreaming. Are you are sitting in Chicago? You are thinking about Calcutta, fool? So both Sapna, Manorath and your Brahma all are unreal. And note, in all three, Triputi is there. In Brahma, Triputi is there, knower, known and knowing is there. In Swapna is there, knower, known and knowing is there. And in Manorath also is knower, known and knowing. Triputi is common in all three. All three. Tat vikara prakate aham mukha devasana visyacha sarve. Tat vikara, therefore, or so too, the vikar. What is all this vikar modification? Of whose modification? Prakriti's modification. Vikara prakriti. He says, aham mukha, starting from aham mukha, beginning from ego. Then dehavasana, visyacha sarve, dehavasana, down to the gross body, visya, all the sense object. Sense object means the whole world is our sense object. In world there are only five sense objects, that's all. The whole Brahman, there are only five sense objects only. The visyacha sarve, all. So to the modification of prakriti from ego down to gross body. And all the sense objects are also unreal. So we come to conclusion that everything starting from aham bhava, ego, Earlier I was telling you Vritti, starting from Vritti, because Vritti is also seen. Shankaracharya says, starting from Aham Bhava, to all gross body and all the sense objects, all are unreal. Okay. Why they are mrisha? Why they are unreal? Why they are false? Shankaracharya, tell us. What is the reason? Why are you saying they are modifying? Chane anyata bhavitaya hi amisham asatvam. Chane, every moment anyata bhavitaya, being subject to change. Every moment they change. Indeed, amisham of these asatvam, this therefore it is asat. Their unreality is indeed due to their being subject to change every moment they change. So one bhav is not there. It's not permanently there. You see, whole anatma vastu had got drishta nashta bhava. Drishta, whatever is seen, it is nashta. It will destroy. Bhava that is there. You see clouds in the sky. Sometimes you see that it has taken a form, an elephant or a castle. Within few seconds it changed. Or here you see when spring comes, all of a sudden overnight it is coming. Sometimes we find the plants growing so fast. One morning I go and see the zucchini is only 4 inches. Next day I go, I see it is 8 inches. So every moment it is growing. I can't see it, but it is growing. Everything was normal before 15th of March. All of a sudden, you see what happened? Change. Everything changed. So everything is drishta nashta svabhava. But if we carefully examine anything, you will find drishta nashta svabhava. Anything in the world, including my body, including my mind, it changes, thoughts changes, decision changes. Drishtanashta swab. But one thing does not change. One thing does not change. Atma tu kadapi na anyatha. Atma tu but kadapi at any time. Not anyatha otherwise. Atman never change. It is one and same. It is always Satchidananda. You see, we are living in that age, everything changing here, you know. You will not find a single person in India while going to office carrying such a big glass of coffee. Nobody will find traveling them. Here the people, get into the plane with such a big coffee, going to office with coffee. And they are so habituated, I found one person coming into shrine with the coffee. So we change. You see, our habit change. Again, when we go back to India, you will not find that much a big of coffee. You have to be satisfied with 50 ml, and you are satisfied. And you don't carry for 4 hours or 8 hours. You drink it and throw it. You don't carry. Svabhava. But Atman is real. Other than Atman, everything is unreal. Now question comes, what is Atman? Many times Shankaracharya said, but still you want to know what is Atman.
Nityadvayana Nityadvaya Khanda Chideka Rupaha
Nityadvaya Khanda Chideka Rupaha
Buddhyadi Sakshi Sadasad Vilakshanaha
Buddhyadi Sakshi Sadasad Vilakshanaha
Aham pada pratyaya lakshitarthah.
Aham pada pratyaya lakshitarthah.
Pratyaksadananda ghana paratma.
Pratyaksadananda ghana paratma.
नित्यादयाखण्डचिदेकरूपः बुद्ध्यादिसाक्षी सदसद्विलक्षणः अहं पदप्रत्ययलक्षितार्थः प्रत्यक्षदानन्दघनः परात्मा.
We all know these terms. Nitya, Advaya, Akhanda, Chit, Ekrupa, Buddhyadi Sakshi, Sadasad Vilakshan. Nitya, eternal. Nitya, eternal means it has got no beginning, no end. It has got no birth, no death. Therefore, it is eternal. Nitya. It is not born. Satchidananda is not born. The moment if you say it is born, then one day it has to die. Then we can't call it nitya. Advaya, it is non-dual. Atma is not two. What will happen if the Atma becomes two? Atma is infinite, we know. If we say no, there are two Atmas, my Atma is different. His Atma is different. Or his Atma is Bhatakti Atma. Or somebody say Latakti Atma. So they are not Bhatakti Latakti Atma. Not different Atma. It's only one Atma. Advaya. It cannot be two. The moment it becomes two, it becomes limited. Anything which is become limited, it will be seen. When it is seen, then our Atma will become Vikari and dying. Which is not acceptable to us. Therefore, advaya, it cannot be two. It is non-dual. Akhanda, it is unbroken. Don't think that between you and me in the space, there is no Atma. No, Atma is there. Everywhere is there. Akhanda, it's not broken. Everywhere it is there. Akhanda. Chit. Not chitta. Not mind. Chit means it's consciousness. It's consciousness, knowledge. Eka rupa, one form. One form. Don't say this is 21st century Atma. The body can be 21st century, not the Atma. Or that was 18th century Atma, 19th century Atma. Like our car models, this is 2020 models. Now they are started giving discount, take away. Because the 21 model will come now. It's not, Atma is not like that. Ek rupa, buddhyadi sakshi, it is witness of intellect. Adi, buddhi, adi. Why adi? Etc. Adi means buddhi, man, sarir, etc. So it is a sakshi, witness. Witness of all our mind, intellect, organs of perception, organs of action, whatever we are doing. It is sakshi, it is witness. Okay. Sad asat vilakshana means it is other than gross and subtle, other than manifest, unmanifest. Manifest, whatever namrup we are seeing, it is other than that. Unmanifest, which is in the seedal form, it is other than that. It is other than gross. It is other than subtle. That is sat asat vilakshanam. Okay. So other than sakshi, other than atma, everything is anatma. So it is different from known and unknown. We are not able to understand abhyakta. There is vyakta and abhyakta, manifest and unmanifest. But that Paramatma, that Atma, that Brahman or that Satchidananda is other than manifest and unmanifest. Manifest and unmanifest is in Maya. When the Prakriti goes into dissolution, it becomes abhyakta, unmanifest. And when again creation comes into existence, when vyakta, it starts again coming into existence. So that tattva, that Satchidananda is other than sad and asad. Different from this. In Keno Upanishad we studied tad viditat atha aviditat dhi. It is other than viditat and viditat, known or not known. In Bhagavad Gita also we have seen anadimat param na sat tat na asat uchyate. It is neither sat manifested, asat unmanifested. It is not sat or asat. It is not gross or subtle. It is something different from sat and asat. Aham pad pratyay lachitartha. Aham pad, which is implied meaning of the term I. Pratyay means thought. Pad means word. Like in aham brahmasmi. Aham brahmasmi. Aham is called a pad, word. Aham. So what is the lachartha of that aham? Achartha is not lachartha, or the indicative meaning is not ego. Lachartha is the chetan. Aham. Who is aham? We are talking about Shuddha aham or my atma. Aham brahmasmi. My atma is Brahman. So it is the indicative aham pat pratyaya lachitartham. Pratyak sadanand gan paratma. Pratyak subjective, inner mode. It is with all of us. Neither the sastra nor the teacher is going to give you, apna atma le jao. Aisa nahi hai. Already atma is with all of us. Only thing what has happened, it is veil, avaran. What we have to remove, what we have to do? Remove the avaran. Remove the avaran. How? How? Avaran this way. Shravan. You have to remember. I repeat again and again so that it should sink in your mind what is the starting point. How to reach, what is to be done, what is to be removed, how we will end the sorrows of the world. It will end. If we can remove that avaran, then we can clearly see the nitya and anitya. We come to know anitya is giving me sukha. Anitya is giving me dukha. Anitya is giving me dukha. We come to know very clearly. Then what will happen? I will stay in anitya. I will stay in anitya and I will not give importance to anitya. That's all. Now we are giving too much importance to that. And we suffer. After knowledge, not much. Drashta nashta sabhava. This is drashta nashta sabhava. Ito hai, aisa hi hai. Kya karna hai? Chalo, theek hai. Let us go ahead. Let me complete my sadhana. Let me go ahead. So this is innermost. And how is that anandagan? It is homogeneous anand. It is not like that anand sometimes we get, sometimes it is not there. In the whole 24 hours we are sometimes sukhi, sometimes dukhi. It's not like that. It's continuously anandagan, continuously. There is no increase and decrease, no degree there. Outside there is a degree, priya more than pramod, you all know. Outside there is degree. But in that Atman, that Ananda has got no degree. It is homogeneous. Acha, one thing we have to understand, whenever these words are said, nitya, advaya, akhanda, chitta, ekrupa, buddhyadi sachi, don't think somebody else is there. It is me. If somebody says, Nitya, think he's calling me. I am that Nitya here. I am Nitya. Advay is calling me. Don't see who is Advay there. No. I am that Advay. Akhanda. These are all our names, my name. Itni dur aana hai, we have to reach at that state. When you say aham brahmasmi, aise nahi hoga. The other words which we use, these are your names. Nitya, Chitta, Anandghan. If you say Anand, it's not the Anand Sri Achyutan only. We all are Anand all. We all are Anand. So what should be done? Again and again we have to do the Shravan. You see, one thing you'll find that it is very easy to give, you say, somebody is sick, this will also khatam ho jayega, you bear with it, you know. Compare when you are sick and somebody is coming and consoling you. How do you feel? There is a difference, you know. There is a lot of difference. One person came to Guruji. He was a businessman. He lost 100,000 rupees in business, came. He was very sad. Guruji said, what happened? He said, I lost 100,000, you see. So Guruji consoled him. You see, this is anitya. Don't worry, this will also pass away. You will be able to make more money. Don't worry, you go. So he was, Guruji has said, that phir se ho jayega, chalo, theek hai. Went away. After two months, he came back to Guruji. This time Guruji was sad, you know. He said, what happened, Guruji? You know, last night I went for bhiksha and I got 101 rupees somebody gave me and I am not finding that envelope, you know. Now devotee is giving sermon to Guruji. Whatever Guruji has said to that devotee when he lost 100,000, now that devotee is, are, kya hai 101 rupees? Why are you worrying? Mil jayega aapko. Or otherwise, again, when you go to bhiksha, somebody else will again give you. You should not worry. Then Guruji said, see, in my case, when I lost 100,000, you told me these things. You lost only 100. Guru said, that was your 100,000. This is my 101. You know? That is the difference. It's very easy to console others when they are unhappy. When you are unhappy, think, what is the state? So what we have to do is that we don't have to give reality. The crux of the whole discussion is that don't give reality to anatma vastu. And what is anatma vastu? Whatever is seen is anatma. Very simple. Whatever is seen, heard, tasted, touched, smelled, everything is anatma. Very simple test. Anything which you can touch, which you can see, which you can hear, which you can smell, which you can taste, all is anatma. Don't give importance to that. Because everything is drashta, nashta, swabhava. It is drashta, nashta, swabhava. We have to live with all these things, with the changing world. That is the nature of maya, of prakriti. It is changing. We have to stay with this, but we will not get affected by it. So don't give reality to this. Okay. Next.
Ittham vipaschit sadasad vibhajya. Ittham vipaschit sadasad vibhajya nischitya tattvam nijabodha drishtya. Nischitya tattvam nijabodha drishtya gyatva swamatmanam akhanda bodham. Gyatva swamatmanam akhanda bodham tebhyo vimukta swayameva shamyati. Tebhyo vimukta swayameva shamyati. Ittham vipaschit sadasad vibhajya nischitya tattvam nijabodha drishtya gyatva swamatmanam akhanda bodham tebhyo vimukta swayameva shamyati.
Ittham vipaschita sadasad vibhajya. Ittham, thus what we have to do. Vipaschita, white man, we are all white people. We are all intelligent, wise people. What we have to do? Sada, asada, vibhajya. Discriminating between real and unreal. Discriminate between atma and anatma. Discriminate between seer and seen. Okay. So what is sad? What is asad? Sad is that Brahman. Asad is other than Brahman. So we have to discriminate between these two things. Sad, which is Brahman, and asad, which is other than Brahman. Other than Brahman? Anatvastu. Whole thing. Nischitta tattvam nijabodha drishtya. Nischitta establishes. After discriminating between satatan, tattvam, truth. Nijabodha drishtya, by the insight of his knowledge, establishing the truth by the insight of his knowledge. Tattva nischitta means knowing exactly the nature of tattva, atma. Now we know the nature of anatma also. How you will say? Yad disram, tad jadam, tad vikari, tad vinasi, tad mitya. This is nature of anatma. What is atma? Nityam, akhanda, whatever was said in earlier verse.
Advay,
anandaghan, all these are all the characteristics of atma. Now knowing clearly the difference between atma and anatma, gyatva ev atmanam akhanda bodham. Gyatva, again and again I am saying gyatva. Shastra everywhere says gyatva. They are not saying prapta, praptva, or get it. Atma is already with you. Only you have to know it is with you. That's all. Gyatva. Gyatva word has come 12 times in Bhagavad Gita. Again and again Bhagavan says you only have to know. You have, don't have to do anything. Already it is with you. Only thing that you don't know, you have it. Somebody will come and say this is with you. Here it is. How to reach that? Shankaracharya already said, remove avaran first. Then the veiling will automatically go away. You will come to know it. That's all. Simple as that. Gyatva swam atmanam, his own self, akhanda bodham, that is unbroken knowledge. It is not others' atma. Don't think that atma or that Brahman is somewhere else, outside. Are it is me. That atma is that akhanda bodha, unbroken knowledge. So we have to know that atma is my own self and it is of the nature of knowledge and it is akhanda. And it's very simple to prove also that you are Satchidananda is very easy to prove. And many times I have done it. Are you existing? Yes, it is Sat part. Sat means existence. Are you able to hear me? It is because of the Chit part. Have you ever experienced Ananda in the world? Even through objects? Yes. Therefore, we all are Satchitananda. So if I tell you, you all are Satchidananda, why there should be any hesitation in accepting it? I am Satchidananda. Yes, we are Satchidananda. So what is the difference between Jnana of Buddhi and Jnana of Atma? Jnana of Buddhi fluctuates, it changes, but Jnana of Atma will never change. Jnana of Buddhi, our own experience, Jnana of Buddhi changes. Knowledge in our intellect changes. But the knowledge of Atman will not change. Knowledge of Atman will never change. Then it is said there are three types of knowledge. Be attentive. Three types of knowledge. One is the Buddhi Gyan. Buddhi Gyan, the stimuli, they come into in the form of thought in the Buddhi and the Buddhi recognizes. Buddhi recognizes. The moment you see a form, you recognize. This is a book. This is a cell phone. This is Buddhi Gyan. Knowledge itself is the Chetan Aham Asmi. Here Buddhi is not involved. Here Buddhi is not. You don't have to consult Buddhi that I exist or not. Even if you are in the dark room, you are not able to see the person who is asking you the question, where are you? Raju, where are you? Even the Raju is in the dark room, he will say, I'm here. No buddhi is required to say that. Or no light is required to say that I am here in this room. And knowledge of the self you get from Guru and Shastra. From the teacher you get that. That you are Satchidananda. Guru will tell you Tattvamasi. Jiva Brahma Ekatvam. Guru will explain how Jiva is Brahma. He will show you. This way you are one and same. Tebhya Vimukta Swayam Ev Samyati. And Tebhya from them, Vimukta freed, Swayam himself, become peaceful. Samyati, he become peaceful. The moment you come to know, I am Atman. I am Akarta. I am peaceful. I am Anandaghan. I am Atvay. Samyati, peaceful. Becomes free and attains the peace for himself. Tebhya Vimukta. Kisse Mukti Mila? Freed from avidya and its karya. Vimukta means what? You become free from ignorance, avidya and tatkarya. Avidya, avidya was giving me sorrow. Remember the example of rope and snake. I was not able to see the rope. I was seeing snake and that snake was giving me fear. That snake was giving me dukkha. Now I come to know that this is rope. When I get this knowledge, I come to see Sarvatma Bhava everywhere. That Satchidananda is there. Everywhere. There is no question of fear. No question of fear. That we have to know. So liberated person enjoys peace. Nothing more is needed to make him peaceful. After that, external aid is no more required to make his mind peaceful. You don't have to do the pranayama to make the mind peaceful. In Ashtanga Yoga, it is said that if you want to make mind peaceful, pranayama karo. Because the mind and prana are both modification of maya. Both modified. We find it in Upadesar. Sakhaya dvai.
Sakti mulaka.
Sakti mulaka. Om. Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.